Get ready now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tonight's episode, Return to Deimos. Once again, we soar off into the space-age future, 1993, with the officers and crew of the Earth Space Force. As we remember from previous episodes, we haven't seen or heard from either Cadet Cindy or Sammy Kalua, fraudulent Martian ambassador to Earth. But just because they haven't been prominent recently in this ongoing sci-fi space drama doesn't mean that they haven't been very, very busy advancing the plot. In fact, right now, as I announce this, Cadet Cindy and Sammy Kalua are taking the Vanguard shuttle to Deimos, one of the two moons of Mars. But why are they here?
Cindy, have you and Sammy landed at the coordinates?
Yes, Commander. Unless the navigational monitor is stuck, which happens a lot, by the way.
Also, Commander, I'm not sure what this mission to Deimos has to do with why you wanted me to pose as the Martian ambassador to Earth. Even a little exposition would be helpful here.
I could do with a bit of backstory too, Commander.
Of course, Cindy. But as you wait for that to happen, look around for Phil, the used android.
What's a Phil, the used android?
It was the most worthless pile of circuits ever assembled into an android. We found him in a crate during our first Mars mission. Phil was built back in the 1970s. He ran on gasoline.
Then how did this used Phil android get to Deimos?
I'm not sure. All I know is that both Phil and Eugene 2000 landed here for some ship repairs, but only Eugene 2000 returned to the rocket. I hate to admit it, but most of the crew was kind of relieved that Phil didn't come back. He was lazy, treacherous, even a bit whiny. He demanded that we carry him along the corridors or he'd pretend to faint. And the gasoline fumes throughout the ship. Ugh.
Sounds awful. So then why in the nine planets do you want this Phil thing back?
Commander, I have the same question. Why would we want this tiresome scrap of android back on our ship?
Perhaps a more important question is, have you found Phil yet?
No, but we are picking up the sound of approaching chasm creatures.
I hate chasm creatures. All that ripping and shredding of flesh. Thank the holy space worms that we don't have chasms on Mars, just crevasses.
The real problem is that if you shoot one, others come scurrying out of their shallow chasms, awake and irritable. They nearly devoured Commander Chesterfield 2 years ago.
Cindy, please focus.
Commander, I'm focusing. Sammy and I need to avoid being shredded and eaten while we inexplicably search for the ragged remains of Phil the used android.
Cadet, I don't think I like your space tone.
Well, Commander, I don't think I like your space orders, but you don't hear me complaining about them.
Actually, Cadet.
I guess you do, Commander. Sorry.
Here comes another one now, and its teeth are freshly sharpened. They glow like...
Smack it on the head with the butt of your blaster. That will render it slightly docile.
I guess unconscious is a kind of docility. Thanks, Commander.
What about the rest of you chasm creatures? Do you want to end up as docile as your creature buddy here?
Cindy, Sammy, if you're both through with your wildlife tour of Deimos, perhaps you'd like to start looking for Phil again?
Is this it? It looks like a giant Earth doll thrown away for frightening children.
That's Phil, all right. Yay!
That's all the time we have now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tune in next time when we'll hear Phil the Used Android say,
I'm not Phil the Used Android. I'm the real Eugene 2000.
We'd like to thank our cast of stars, Jody Stewart-Strobel, Nisha Schramm, Ann Porter, and Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the only man who has never been caught drinking from a garden hose, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Tony Flynn with script supervision by Sarah O'Hare. Rocket to the Future is a production of Men in Charge Enterprises. And remember,
don't be a fascist.